B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder. You know what? I am so glad you called. I was going to call you up. I'm on my way home today. I was going to go and swing by the restaurant. I didn't know if you were open. And I was going to find out, do you guys still have the raw bar up on your roof there? Because I want to bring home some oysters. I'm looking to make some, like, po' boys at home. And I need some oysters. You got any of those?
Right.
What?
My old friend.
Buddy?
I'm very happy for you.
You're happy for me? Well, thank you. I'm in a good mood today, and figured I'd patronize your business if you got something else other than milkless chowder.
We are a full-service restaurant.
Really?
With a long and proud history.
Uh-huh.
That is why my family name graces this establishment.
Uh-huh.
It is not an establishment to be mocked.
What are you talking about being mocked?
My dear friend.
Yeah, friend. You're turning my mood quick. You sound very condescending. You sound very condescending. I'm trying to be happy today and maybe give you a little business. What do you want?
I was just wondering.
Yes, friend.
I know, thanks to a courtesy call from a true friend of mine there at the radio station.
Somebody from the radio station, a true friend of yours, called? It would. The only friends you got down here are Stan and Haney.
I beg to differ, sir.
Name one other friend you got here. Bill Skipper?
Well, I am about to become a big-time sponsor on the Lunch Munch.
What are you talking about? I'm in a good mood. I was going to go and
eat. Well, I guess you're in a good mood.
What? What do you want?
You know, Stan, I've taken you for a jerk. I've taken you as a backstabber. But I never took you is something as ugly as greedy.
I don't think I'm greedy, Tony. You, the only one that I know is greedy on this phone line is you. I'm not greedy.
You know, let's say hypothetically.
Okay, let's.
If somebody had played their cards right.
Uh-huh.
Someone might have purchased a banner ad on their brand new website.
Oh, you know about our website, huh?
StanandHaney.com.
Yeah, what about it? That's our website. We've been working on this thing for years. And so we got it. What's the big deal? What is your problem with me having anything?
Stan.
What?
Is there any part of you that is a genuine human being?
Let's cut the crap, old man, you damn meathead. Let's cut the crap.
All right, I'll cut the crap. You know damn well what you put on that website.
What? What are you talking about? You on the website? Is that what the problem is?
You put me on that website, and you mocked me, and you're trying to destroy me.
I'm not trying to destroy you. You're doing it yourself. Let me tell you something.
Number A.
What?
You know very well that as far as the county is concerned, that cockroach problem was solved.
As far as the county's concerned, I don't know what you did. You put down some like illegal pesticides, and they're still there.
You got my name there talking about the restaurant in a non-flattering manner with pictures of cockroaches.
Yep.
And my captain's hat.
Yeah, cigarette butts in the ashtray. What? Where's the lie, Tony?
You.
Where's the lie?
And the worst, wasn't bad enough to have a restaurant being associated with cockroaches and palmetto bugs.
Yeah, because it's a dump. Dump, dump, dump. You own a dump.
And then you got the nerve.
Would this be number C or number B? What is this? You're going down a list.
It's number B. Then I find out to listen to doctored phone calls between friends.
Those phone calls, none of them are real. They're as they came. There's nothing doctored.
Let me
doctored.
Tell you something.
You make you can if you want to go on public airwaves, old man, and make a complete ass of yourself.
I never made an ass of myself. You just twisted around that way.
It's kind of different.
The computer.
There's nothing about the computer on it. You know, it's kind of...
That may...
What?
You think I'm foolish?
Oh, I guess it's kind of... Yeah, I think you're foolish because it's amazing, huh, Tony? When you go and listen to yourself on the on a 100,000-watt radio station.
You know
what? A stoop you are.
I like your pocket.
You lined? How did you line my pockets?
Because I contacted an attorney immediately, and my attorney, Emil Slipfinger.
What's his name?
Emil Slipfinger. He's a Cuban gent.
Well, there's the problem right there. Emil Slipfinger. That's
Emil Slipfinger.
His name is Emil Slipfinger.
Case on what they call a contingency basis.
Right. They don't recover unless you recover.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So you're looking to get money out of me.
His law office downloaded all of these doctored phone calls where you make me sound stupid, which I am not, by the way.
You're as dumb as a brick. Okay? None of them have been...
Me.
You're dumb as a brick. You're a meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
You had to use the M word.
Yeah. Meathead. There's the M word again. Meathead, meathead, meathead.
Well, I'm recording it this time, and maybe I'll put together a website of my own.
You wouldn't know how, old man. You're still trying to figure out how to use a rotary dial phone.
Well, we'll see what Mr. Stinkfinger has to say about that.
Well, Mr. Stinkfinger, I mean, seriously, where did you find this guy? I almost welcome it. Bring it on.
Well, when Mr. Slotfinger is done with you.
Hold it. Is it Slotfinger or Stinkfinger?
You heard me.
No. Slotfinger or Emil Stinkfinger?
Slipfinger? Stinkfinger?
Is it Stinkfinger or Slipfinger?
Slapfinger?
I don't know who this guy is.
Slapfinger?
Let him.
I don't know.
I'm protected.
I had his card a minute ago.
Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you.
I know his name is Emil because when I called the office, I asked for Emily and it was Emil.
Slipfinger.
Yes.
All right, let me explain something to you. You know what? Bring your Slipfinger, your Stinkfinger, whatever that
is. I will.
Bring him on. Bring Emil on. Let me explain something to you, old
man. You want me to bring you Emil after how you've treated me?
Yeah, that's it, because I haven't said anything on that website that's a lie. I have not said anything. Let me explain something to you, old man, you crusty old meathead. When you call, if you and I were having a conversation at home.
Have I ever called you a G.D. Pollock?
Yes, you have. Let me hear you. Listen to me. Can you shut that yap of yours for 30 seconds and listen?
I will gladly shut that yap of mine, sir, so that you don't have more ways to twist my words against me.
If you called me at home or called me on my cell phone and were making yourself completely foolish, which you always do, it'd be neither here nor there. When you call me on the radio station in front of an audience that is listening to this show and you make a complete boneheaded ass of yourself because you're trying to stab me in the back. Look at, I'm getting all gastritis over this. You're trying to stab me in the back. You're trying to go and rob and rape this company.
Have you tried Briaski?
Yeah, I have. Thanks for recommending it. You were the one that gave it to me first over at your place after I upchucked your chowder. Now, because you choose to call me during my show and go on the public airwaves, I can do with it what I want. It's my property. I can do. You know you're on the air. I know you're on the air. And I can do with it what I want. I could doctor those tapes and make you look like an even bigger buffoon, but I don't have to do it. You do it all by yourself. You
Look,
greasy,
friend,
chain-smoking, spoiled restaurant, roach-infested place of a dump you got, you?
Let me get to the point of the phone call, please.
Oh, certainly.
What goes on between you and Mr. Snatchbanger?
I thought it's Slipfinger.
Pardon me?
Snatchbanger? I thought it was Stinkfinger.
I don't have the card in front of me.
What's his first name?
I see no reason why we can't be civilized gentlemen.
I don't think you should be talking to me without an attorney. What's his first name again? Emerald?
Emily? Emily? I thought it was Emily, but it turns out it's a man.
Emily Emil. Snatchbanger? Who is this? I don't... Have him call me. Maybe you should be talking... Maybe you should
Emily
be talking to me.
Flashbanger? Who the...
Hey, maybe you
Let
should...
Let me get to the point of the phone call.
Talk to
Just
my attorney.
Because I'm about to shoot the hell out of you, there's no reason that we can't be pleasant to one another
oh,
and
yeah,
let the
it
courts
does.
Do their work.
Yeah. Oh, so while my attorney and your attorneys are suing each other, you and I can be on a civilized level.
I would hope so. Because the reason I'm calling is we have a wonderful event coming up here at the restaurant, and a lot of the merchants have teamed up. It's called Rape the Cape.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. My name is Stan, here in Studio 1A at Broadcast House in Estero, Florida. Several miles to, I think, the northwest, I don't know, is on his pool lanai is Mark Haney. Rob Show behind the glass.
Your directions are wrong, Stan. I'll always be to the south of you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a little bit more north.
Yep.
You know what? I don't like starting out a Monday arguing.
I would like to know one thing.
What?
What the hell was the problem Friday that screwed whole show?
I'll get into that. I'll get into that in a second. But I just want to say, when I give the word, the $500 word, and I tell you that there's 15 minutes, don't go texting me 17 minutes into it, telling me what's the word again, and then telling me when I say time's up, and you start telling me I got 4 minutes left, don't tell me I want the damn word. I ain't giving it to you. It's over. 15 past the hour. Over. Over. So there.
Roger.
I don't
Roger that.
10-4.
Over.
Thank
10-4.
You. 10-4. I don't want to go and
standing
argue with
by.
Texters. Okay. Now, yesterday, or Friday, there were major technical problems here at the radio station. All right? They're fixed.
That's suffice it to say.
You sound as good as ever. And I'm told everything is fine. I do know what happened, but I don't know that I need to broadcast it to everybody listening.
No, what I was wondering is if we know what happened.
Oh, we know.
Is there a way that if he's not around in the future that someone else could deal with it?
No.
Okay. Well, it was all for nothing. See, I like to see, you know, something happen and maybe a lesson learned now, where we get better, but no, that's not the way life works.
No, there's no lesson learned from this. This is...
You see, I was a wreck today, and I connected an hour early to make sure, and...
Don't worry. What happened on Friday was us, and I don't say you and I say us as a blanket to the company. It was us tripping over our own feet.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can say about it. Or I got a lot of people giving me dirty looks around here.
And I am just, I think we're being overworked, Stan.
You think?
Well, you know, you drop off paperwork every day here for me.
I sure do. I wish you'd invest $50 in a printer. That's all it is. I got one at home, too. I even got an extra. You want me to bring the extra to you?
In the current climate, do you feel good about asking anyone to spend $50?
No, I don't feel good about anything.
Oh, well, forget about it. But somehow...
Ahead. So, yes?
Somehow, yes. I've now become involved in property disputes that have nothing to do with me.
That's a whole other story.
And I don't know how it happens to me, but something that literally has nothing to do with me is in my lap now, and I feel obligated that I have to do something.
I think it would be nice of you to do something. Do you want me to get into it?
No.
It's just.
I'm not good at paperwork and disputes.
Look,
and
it's the person that asked me.
Why am I looked at as a mediator? I'm not good at that.
He was worried about this, too. He wanted to know. He says, is Haney going to get mad if I go through him? I said, absolutely not. I said, absolutely
yes, I
not.
Am.
He's a
Why
gentleman.
Why did you tell him that?
He completely understands.
Why would you tell him that?
He did this way so as not to create a situation. Nobody knows what we're talking about. I can't talk about it.
No.
I can't
and
talk
I shouldn't
about
be.
It.
Nah, never mind.
Yes. We can't talk about. I can't
it's
talk
fine.
About the technical problems on Friday because we stumbled over our own feet. And I can't talk about the note I
didn't
had to
stumble
leave you.
Over any feet.
I said it's not you and I. You
but
said
then
it's
you
a,
said us.
You said it's a blanket.
You've never been one to hesitate to point the finger elsewhere.
don't think right now it's a good idea to point fingers.
Okay.
Now, if you and I were
Let's
standing
about
face
something
to
else.
Face, I'd point a finger.
And you know what? This is a prime example of why I am constantly in a good mood, because we don't have the opportunity to get involved in the off-air conversations that let me know how many people are out to screw us at any given time.
Right, but I still have to be the sponge to take that all in.
But you love it.
How do I love it?
You like being the man.
No, I don't. No,
you
I don't.
You like office hours and holding
what
court.
What are you kidding me? Do you think that it's good for my health to come in here and get bad news every day and know I gotta tell you or what not to tell you about the bad news? this is taking years off my life.
Look, all I know is that when you had the privilege of doing the show at home, you couldn't wait to get back to that cancerous building.
Well, I felt bad for Rob.
Did you really?
There was a little bit of me that felt bad for him. He's overworked, too. Look, he's over in the other room trembling.
And so I volunteered to return to the pool to save your marriage.
Good.
Anyway, did I say that out loud?
Anyway you want to paint it.
Did you get the picture?
What picture?
I just wanted to show you what an exceptionally beautiful blue sky day it is. I texted it to you.
Okay, let me...
Look how blue the sky is.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, you can't argue with that. That's a start, huh?
I'm going to take a commercial break now.
So you can go out and smoke and see how blue the sky is.
So I can go to the bathroom and towel off. And then have every head turning in the hallway. Oh, man, Stan, I thought you'd ask Kaney confidentially about the whole thing about him having to ask them about the
Well, he
the
did.
Deal.
You did.
I did.
You did.
And then, and you know, Stan, you have to go on the air and talk about the technical difficulties and tripping over our feet.
Well, we've just done an entire break and accomplished nothing.
There's nothing. You're right. What's ever accomplished?
What else would we have talked about?
Oh, there is one thing I want to talk about. One thing, because I didn't make mention of it, and this thing is going to go big. Big, 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 big. Remember on, what the hell day was it? Thursday. I said hi to my 3-year-old niece.
Yeah, the whole family there
in New Jersey. Now, her mother, my sister-in-law, sent me a video that I posted on our Facebook page of her, for the first time, hearing her name on the radio. This is a 3-year-old little girl, and it is the absolute most precious video you ever want to see. I haven't said anything about it, and there's already 1,300 views on it. And if you haven't seen it, go to the Stan and Haney Facebook page and watch Pure Innocence at its best when a 3-year-old hears her name and her mom's name and her dad's name and her town's name on the radio. It is absolutely a joy to watch.
And the little girl realizes that it makes no sense. Their name shouldn't be on the radio. They've done nothing wrong.
It's for good, but never. I'm taking a break. I'll be back, and Haney will be back. Take a few more pictures of the blue skies.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Indeed.
Yeah. Last time I checked, not bad on a trip. Stan and Haney.
Well, we know that. We know that. According to people who have dropped acid, it's quite pleasant.
Yeah, on a trip.
Yeah. By the way, the other kind of trip, I, just for the hell of it, took a 160-mile drive on Saturday.
What the? Why would you do that?
It's a long story, but needless to say, I...
Wait a second. You didn't go around trying to get free chicken nuggets, did you?
No, I did not. I did not. I just decided to go and take a 160-mile drive to get out of the house.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's because I did that story about Sunday drives coming back into fashion.
It's kind of like what it was. It's kind of like what... I'll tell you what it was.
Did you know you were going on a 160-mile trip, or did you just end up taking one?
Well, here's the deal. Since we've been in lockdown, I've discovered, personally, I never thought I would, but these are different times. I discovered the joy...
It's a different world after Irma, Stan.
You got that right. I discovered the joy of doing Legos.
Oh, boy. Really?
Now, let me explain. My wife...
Are you joking me?
Now, let me... Hear me out. My wife and I wanted to go and, you know, do something together in the house, and a little activity, something for fun. And I wasn't about to go and do a jigsaw puzzle or anything, or play gin rummy. And she said, why don't we go and get a Lego thing? And I'm like, ah.
Now, that's kind of smart because it's non-competitive. You can't get in trouble.
Precisely. I said, but I don't know. So we went and initially got the Harry Potter train station Lego set.
Oh, those are difficult.
And so we went and last weekend put that together, and we finished it.
I know a little bit about it because every year around Christmas time, I have to research which kid wants what and what the difficulty levels are.
Now, we finished that. It came out great, and I'm amazed. It's not like when we were kids that it was junk. These pieces are just form-fitting, and they lock right in, and the engineering on it is phenomenal.
Has the cat seen it since it's been completed?
He pretty much leaves it alone. Now,
really?
This
I'm
weekend,
shocked.
I had had seen it online, but good luck finding it because it's a retired game. They have the, and it stands about 3 feet tall, the Apollo Saturn V in Legos. And it is beautiful. It's a damn 2,000-piece set
of Legos. Would you describe it as a sight to behold?
Yes, sir. And so my wife was looking around, and they're all sold out of them, except a Barnes & Noble store in Sarasota. They had one. If you go online to get this, it's like $300 because they're not available anymore. They had it at the store. I said, hey, if you want to order it, that's fine because... With this COVID stuff, I had done it. Barnes & Noble actually lets you in the store, because I guess books are essential, and you're allowed to go in there. So we take the 82-mile drive. It was a nice drive. Get up to the Sarasota Barnes & Noble, where we're thinking, go in. It's already been pre-ordered. Nope. Doors locked. Little table outside, they'll deliver it to you outside in a box. And so we get up there. What the hell? We go get the Saturn V Lego, turned around, came back home.
So what was your purchasing experience like with the store closed? Walk us through it.
You drove up. You texted them that you were there, called them. And then they came outside, lady in a mask, holding a bag, met you, and you make the exchange out there.
So she unlocks the door with the mask on, looks left and right to see if there's anybody around.
Correct.
Drops the bag, runs back in, and locks the door.
Pretty much. Yes.
So that's where we're at.
Yep. And
but you got your critical Lego set.
Yep, and drove back the other 82 miles back south. Started putting it together this weekend. 2,000 pieces, 13 bags of parts, and so far so good.
And so you drove to Sarasota talking about how awesome it's going to be that you get your Lego Saturn V. You picked it up and then drove back talking about how awesome it's going to be to put together your Saturn V.
That's about all we could do. That's about all we could do.
I'm glad I slept.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples, available for takeout Tuesday through Sunday. All of their great food at the Pewter Mug. Go to their website, take a look at their menu options for that particular day. The Pewter Mug North. All right. Haney, you watched the NFL draft on Thursday and Friday. And people are so hungry for any kind of sports. Any kind.
I told you it was going to be huge.
The draft drew 15.6 million people.
And not just for the first round. Friday night, which was, you know, second and third round, still drew record ratings.
It matches what an average NFL game would be during the season. That so many people were hungry about it. Here's a little montage of any kind of sports we can get. We'll take it.
Let's talk about the draft.
Who are you going to take?
What's happening?
Who are you picking?
They always call him Mr. Touchdown.
Draft day. Draft day.
We talk football?
We can always talk football.
Let's go get him.
Draft day. History in the making.
Time to get paid.
Pay me my money.
A millionaire.
I was fortunate enough to be drafted.
One thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Win.
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. Win.
We'll give a great big cheer. All right.
Is this great?
That's what they called Haney back in the 80s, Mr. Touchdown.
It's a long time ago, Stan. Yeah. Long time ago.
Yep. It's time for our upside to quarantine fact of the day.
Here's your upside to quarantine fact of the day. Since most people are staying home, burglaries are down around the country. Of course, that means some people must be isolating themselves with would-be burglars. But hey, we'll take the positive. That was your upside to quarantine fact of the day.
Wow, if that's the only upside. this is great. And yes, there's probably a lot of, aw, no, do something about it. In California, a planning commissioner had to resign after a Zoom meeting showed him drinking a beer on the call, slurring his words, and tossing his cat across the room. The cat was meowing, so he picked it up, introduced it to everyone, and at the end of the clip, you can hear it make a little squeak as he just tosses it. He, needless to say, had to resign. Here you go.
Commissioner Plaster, do you have any comments that you would like to make?
Yes, if I'm allowed to make them.
Yes.
Okay, first I'd like to introduce my cat.
Oh.
My late cat.
Jeez. Yeah, he had to resign.
No, you don't have to.
Well, they asked him to.
Sometimes you can ride it out.
It's tough to do, but sometimes you can.
Look, the Dolphins signed an undrafted free agent out of Arkansas State. Okay? By all accounts, athletically, he is a great wide receiver. Now, Arkansas State was not his first school. He started out as Oregon as a five-star prospect, okay? And then there was an incident. Now, it depends on who you talk to. According to his college tutors, two of them, on consecutive days, he exposed himself to both of them. Now, his lawyer later explained he just had a bad case of jock itch. So then he went to East Mississippi Community College, Last Chance U, and transferred to Arkansas State. So there are always two sides to the story.
Of course there are.
And when you can score touchdowns, we go with jock itch.
Yep. All right, in this next clip, Haney, the word is fecal shedding.
No.
Fecal shedding.
No.
A Chicago public health director gave a big warning because of the COVID-19. Swimming pools are not a great idea right now. You don't know if you can catch it. And she said one of the reasons is something called fecal shedding.
The practice of obviously being in a swimming pool, unfortunately, we do know that there is some fecal shedding of the coronavirus, if I can go ahead and share that. And so as well as associated with pools, you would have locker rooms with which people would need to change. So you would have more people congregated in the same setting.
Yeah. Fecal shedding.
Now, Stan, now that we've established fecal shedding, can that lead to fecal bloom?
Most certainly in the pool. Yes.
Ah.
Yes. I think this was in Opa-locka.
Can you imagine the discussion that went on before that?
Well, she knew what she was talking about.
Well, it's got to be said, Liz, and we've decided you're our best spokesperson. Should I put it that way?
Yeah.
We're calling it fecal what?
Shedding. May lead to a bloom.
Do we have to say shedding?
Yes, yes, that's the appropriate way. Haney, Opa-locka.
Oh, yeah. What's going on at Opa-locka?
This is good.
Big rodeo or something?
A big fight while trying to do a good thing. A 70-year-old president of the Rotary Club was handing...
Oh, that's the top authority in Opa-locka.
...was handing out food outside a church last week and ended up in a fight with another guy who's been handing out food. Apparently, there was a miscommunication, and the pastor thought the food was being donated to the church. They ended up getting face-to-face with each other. The pastor threw a punch.
Wait a second. The pastor versus the head of Rotary?
He claims...
That's like a civil war.
He claims he thought the guy was about to attack him, and he was simply defending himself. But here's what... They both tried to describe this doing a good thing, but a fight. Couple of 70-year-olds.
When I said, why don't you help us? At that moment, he hit me. And I went backwards. We do not do food distribution on Tuesdays. We do food distribution on Thursdays. He was right close up on me as if that he was going to hit me. I was protecting me, defending myself. I guess he meant no harm, but I didn't know. I was jittery, and I hit it.
So I'm 70 years old, brother. All I want to do is help people.
Oh, man.
We don't give out food on Tuesdays. We give out food on Thursdays.
Everybody know that. Boy, I got to tell you, though, the president of Rotary, it's quite an honor to be in a fist fight with the president
You're
of Rotary.
Darn right. That's going to go down in history.
One of the proudest days of my life was when I worked for my uncle during the summer. It was like my last summer there, like my third summer. And he said, you know what? You've earned it. I want you to come with me to Rotary.
That's a prestigious moment.
Yep. And he introduced me around, and I felt welcome immediately, and a lot of old men said, this one's going places. And, of course, that wasn't true, but...
Follow me on this one. This is a pretty...
I wish I was a member of Rotary.
Well, we can arrange that.
No, I think you got to own a business, don't you?
Yeah, well, we're an LLC, Henny.
But we don't make any money.
Nope. remember the guy, the World War II vet in the UK who walked for charity? He raised over $50 million for charity by walking on his back patio. This is so interesting. He sang on his back patio, I guess, and they asked him to join in on it. You'll never walk alone. In Great Britain, Jerry and the Pacemakers had a hit with that song. So they're playing Jerry and the Pacemakers. He goes and tries to sing along with Jerry and the Pacemakers on the song.
But let me guess, he was doing the Ed Ames version.
Kinda. Hit that version with him chiming in singing has now become the number one single in Great Britain. He is now the oldest person ever to have a number one hit in the UK. He turns 100 years old on Thursday here with Jerry and the Pacemakers.
McCartney will beat him. He has to.
Here with Jerry and the Pacemakers is... What nearly 100-year-old World War II vet Tom Moore, number one hit single in Great Britain.
Walk on through the wind,
through the wind.
Walk on through the rain,
through the rain.
Though your dreams be tossed and blown.
There you go. Number
Voice
one.
Voice never left him.
Never left him. Number one with a bullet. Speaking of Paul McCartney.
Our World War II guys are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Did you see...
we got about a minute.
The Normandy guy that got the Mohawk? I just thought
yes,
he was great.
I did. Yep. Rolling Stone magazine, Paul McCartney, he went and said that the Beatles were better than the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger retorted...
The Rolling Stones, a big concert band in other decades and other eras when the Beatles never even did an arena tour with a decent sound system, that they broke up before that even that business started. So that business started in 1969 and the Beatles never experienced that. Yeah, they played in and they did a great gig and I was there in Shea Stadium. But, you know, the Stones went on and we started doing stadium gigs in the 70s and still doing them now. So... You know, that's the real big difference that between these two bands. That one band is unbelievably, luckily, still playing in stadiums, and the other band doesn't exist.
Ooh, okay.
Well, you know, Mick is thinking about it monetarily.
Correct. Haney, I got some sad news.
Oh, please, no.
Specifically for you. Are you familiar with Harold Reed? The
yes.
bass singer for the Statler Brothers?
Yes.
He passed away. He was 80.
This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Yeah, Haney, he was 80. A long tenure with the band. A member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Rightly so.
They were named Country Music Association's Group of the Year 9 times, 6 times consecutively. The Statler Brothers.
Oh, we love the Statler Brothers, don't we, Stan?
We sure do, Haney. We're going to take a break. We got Jack Webb for you and Local Beat. This one, informative Local Beat.
Who's on the Jack Webb hot seat today, Stan?
A drunk driver.
Oh, good.
And the dangers in the late 60s and early 70s of drunk driving. Apparently, this drunk driver hit an elderly couple and just didn't seem to care about it.
Well, there was no such thing as drunk driving then, was there?
Let's let Jack Webb tell us when we come back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. From the Absolute Law text line, Haney. Guy texted in. He said, Stan, I heard you drove 160 miles just to go and pick up a Lego set. He said, my buddy and I drove to Lake Okeechobee just to get one beer. Great country roads. Enjoyed the ride. Yeah, people got to something.
Those country roads going over to Okeechobee, they're great.
Yeah.
As long as you're the only car on the road.
Yeah, if you get caught behind one, it could be a slow ride.
And you had your mishaps going through those roads to Okeechobee.
Oh, yes, I have.
That's where you first met Trooper Cooper, isn't
that
it?
That is exactly where I first met him. and it's been a relationship ever since. He was very understanding at the time I was pulled over. I've been pulled over a couple of times going through there. And one time it was our main man, Trooper Cooper. I was trying at the time to follow my ex-wife, who was in our van. I was in my car getting her family for the holidays, and I'm buzzing down State Road 78 trying to get over to LaBelle. Yep. Right by where the prison is over there.
Yep.
And of course, my ex-wife was driving like a maniac. I'm just fighting to keep up with her. And all of a sudden, I see the lights right behind me.
Yeah, they can't catch her, so they take you.
Yep. And he came up to the car, and I guess he got another call and looked at me and says, this is your lucky day, and got back into his squad car and then just hauled ass.
And isn't that crazy, though, thinking back, that you're pulled over at that time, and you and he don't know each other, and he ends up being one of our best friends ever?
Yeah, because flash forward about 10 years, and he goes, I just see him, and how you doing, Stan? I said, I'm doing fine. Remember State Road 78, you got pulled over? Yeah, that was me. The other time, I got pulled over by a woman trooper, and because I sassed, I got a ticket.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I was just
say something like it's a cold day in hell before a woman tells me how to drive.
I went and it was almost in the same area. And anybody that's gone across the state, you know, up you go up to LaBelle, you get on.
Every time I've been on that road, there's always somebody pulled over.
So I think it's 29, and then you go to 78, and then you get into Lake.
78A yeah. to 78. Yeah.
So this was going the other way. I was going to the other coast, and I was going pretty quickly, and the trooper pulled me over right around in the same area, give or take a couple of miles, and I look in my rearview mirror, and it's a woman trooper. And she comes walking up to me and says, sir, do you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, I think I know how fast I was going. She goes, does this look like a highway to you? And I went like this. I said, ma'am, it's a state road. And she wrote the ticket out.
Yeah, the warning all of a sudden went to the side.
Yep.
This no, I'll like tell you, I used to be resentful of that until I was on my way home from the 4th of July. I just spent 4th of July with my mom, and a fatality happened right in front of me to the point there was nobody else around. I had to get out and try to render aid. And we ended up, after helping people and waiting to do the police reports, we were sitting on that road for probably 3 hours and being up close to something that horrible makes an impact. And talking to the police that worked that scene, I'll never complain. If I go over the speed limit and get tagged there, so be it.
They have,
but over, I don't think I will.
Over the last 20-25 years or so, there's still a few risky patches, but they've made great improvements on those roads.
Well, especially between Okeechobee and Fort Pierce.
Yes, that's all double laned now, which makes it a lot safer.
Yeah, you used to have to be a bit of a daredevil.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, you plotted out your course, because both Haney and I used to drive over to the other coast a lot because we both had families over there, and Haney still does. And you go and you take that route. You a lot of times a white knuckle driving. I mean, it got scary at times.
Yeah, this isn't get on the interstate, put on the cruise control.
Nope.
And I used to joke about it. As far as between here and the other coast, well, you can't get there from here.
Right.
You can go to Miami, you can go to Tampa, you can even go to Orlando. But that stretch from Cocoa Beach south, unless you're going into the greater Miami area, there's no good way to get there.
Yeah, and it's gotten better, but still pretty bad. Jack Webb. He played Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet in the late 60s and early 70s, and each show had a message where Sergeant Friday, Jack Webb, would lecture somebody on their evils. It could be marijuana, alcohol, drugs, LSD, tripping, man. Today, well, apparently somebody got popped for drunk driving, and that was pretty hard to do in the late 60s, early 70s. But things changed when you hit somebody.
I was under the impression that in that time period, the car drove itself home.
Until you hit somebody, and this guy just didn't see the harm in it. Here is today's Jack Webb's lecture of the day, The Drunk.
All right, Sergeant Friday, lead the way. Don't look so hangdog. How old did you say those two were that you say I hit?
The woman was 67. The man was 73.
Well, I'm sorry, but it isn't as if they were going to live much longer anyway. Isn't that right?
Fillmore, maybe as far as you're concerned, those two people lived all the life you figure they should, but what gives you the right to end it for them? It doesn't really bother you, does it? You were in a 30-mile zone. You were doing 50, maybe 55 miles an hour. Those two people you hit were knocked 77 feet 6 inches down the street from the point of impact. We believe he'd been drinking this time, too. This isn't the first time for you. You got a drunk driving record that goes back to your high school days. Every time you've beaten it, haven't you? Down the hall, there's Traffic Enforcement Division. We've got good laws, and they try to enforce them, but they got an impossible job. There are 130 miles of freeway in this city, better than 6,000 miles of surface streets. Every 10 minutes, there's an accident. Every 10 minutes, somebody like you tries to kill himself or somebody else. You blew 20 minutes of that time all by yourself. Mister, you killed two human beings, two people who were alive and breathing seconds before you ran them down. And you've got the monumental gall to stand here and say they wouldn't have lived much longer. You may be out on bail in a couple hours, and if so, you take this to lunch with you. Two people are lying over there in the county morgue, and you put them there. You were in a hurry the night you killed them. You're in a hurry now to see how fast you can forget. I want to wish you a lot of luck. I hope it takes the rest of your life.
Oh, and the thing is, he kills two people. Back in those days, yeah, get out on bail.
Well, how old were they, Sergeant?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't going to live much longer.
Let's be realistic here. Come on.
Jeez. Let's take a look at the local beat. Informative local beat today, because beaches are starting to open up in our area. We knew about Jacksonville opening up, but there.
And do you see Satellite Beach and Cocoa Beach are open?
Well, little by little, they're opening up. This is our area, and people need to be aware. Don't think you can just drive down to the beach and it's things as normal. We'll start first of all with today, and I'll tell you about tomorrow. Today, Charlotte County. Dozens of people were seen at Inglewood Beach in Charlotte County shortly after it reopened today. Beaches in Charlotte County reopened at 6 a.m. this morning. Now, while the beaches have opened to the public again, everything is not entirely back to normal. This is in Charlotte County beaches. Those who want to hit the sand need to social distance and cannot be in groups of larger than 10. Charlotte County deputies say they're going to be out making sure beachgoers keep a safe distance from each other. And if you're looking for the bathrooms at the beaches in Charlotte County, they're going to remain closed. According to officials, keeping them germ-free, too difficult for them. So if you want to go to the beach, fine. You can't use the showers on Charlotte County beaches. And they will now be open until 9 p.m. And that started today. So beaches in Charlotte County, open, social distancing, not a crowd of 10 or more. Showers remain closed. It'll stay open until 9 o'clock. Now, this is what everybody in our area, immediate area, Lee County, needs to know. And it's far more restrictive. Fort Myers Beach will reopen at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. This was according to council members. The town council met this morning to discuss reopening the beach, which has been closed to the public to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. The motion to open the beaches was a 3-2 in favor. However, it's not just everybody going to the beach. It's for town people only. It's for Fort Myers Beach residences only. So if you're coming from Bonita, you're coming from Fort Myers, you're coming from Naples, don't plan on going, because it's
well, that'll be nice. That's a rare thing for the locals.
Yeah, precisely. The town access beach points will be open starting tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for residents to exercise. This according to town officials. Beachgoers aren't allowed to sit or lay out on the beach with furniture or towels.
And you have to be able to prove that you live on the island.
Beachgoers are also not allowed to bring their dogs. They said code enforcement will be enforcing the residence only rule by asking for proof of residence that you live on Fort Myers Beach.
Boy, I bet they wouldn't mind making that permanent.
Yeah, well, the residents wouldn't mind. I know the businesses would love to have it wide open, but this is
for obviously
residents only. They will also be encouraging social distancing. Parking lots, this is to deter people from other areas going to the beach. Parking lots are going to stay closed. So if you're driving your car over to Fort Myers Beach and you want to go into the parking lot to go on the beach, you can't do it. They're closed. The town council plans to meet again on Friday to discuss the matter further. But remember, tomorrow, residents only. Code enforcement is going to be there asking for proof. They will also be encouraging social distancing, and you are not to bring furniture or towels to lay out. It's for exercising and walking the beach only. So there you go. Charlotte County, opening the beaches, social distancing, not 10 or less. Fort Myers Beach, residents only, no laying out in the sun.
Now, Inglewood, isn't that where you go to get shark teeth?
Venice Beach. You go and get the
have
the
you
shark
ever
teeth.
You ever figured out why they get the shark teeth and other beaches don't?
I have no idea. It is just an absolute haven for the fossilized shark teeth, and people come when the beaches are open. They come from miles around with those sifters and shovels, and they find themselves. I used to take my daughter there when she was very small, and never did we leave Venice Beach without any shark teeth.
No, I know. It's famous for that. And yep. It's just, I always wonder, like I always say, I always wonder the why. And nobody ever has the answer.
No, unless the way the current flows or something to dump it in there, but...
But where are they coming from and what brings them there?
I don't know. If somebody knows, please feel free to text us. Why do all the shark teeth go to Venice Beach?
You know, I bet Dr. Bob Wozniak would know
he
that.
He would know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give somebody a chance to win. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, it'll be the 4 o'clock safe word. Later on today, we take a trip in the Wayback Machine. We're going to go and take a look at the bottom of the top 10 for this week in a particular year. We'll tell you about it when we get there. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Just like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. Also, you're about a little more than 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you $500. Haney, a lot of answers to why there's so many shark teeth in Venice.
Yeah, we got smart people listening. They should know.
And there's a lot of them. This one is kind of concise and tells it pretty much the way it is. Shallow and sedimentary conditions allow for a thick fossil bed on Venice Beach. Wave action exposes and erodes the fossil layer and deposit teeth onto Venice Beach in a daily basis, or on a daily basis.
Huh. I wonder how old those sons of bitches are.
They're prehistoric. Fossilized. You know, they were talking about Sanibel's known for shells and all that kind of stuff. Up there, yeah. It's shark teeth.
And not just shark teeth, but prehistoric.
Prehistoric. And you go to, like, the little shops that are on Venice Beach, and a lot of people will sell their teeth that they find. You can find real little ones, But there are some big ones that they find rolling up on there and get good bucks in their little shops there.
I wonder if one of the big ones came from a megalodon.
Yes. That is exactly where they're coming from. They even mentioned it in a story I saw.
Wow.
Your megalodons.
And you got that in the palm of your hand.
Yep. Just by guess going who, up there.
Guess who won, Shark?
Yeah. We did. Human beings.
Yeah, let's beat our chest and swing from the trees.
Rob, can you get us two players? Phone lines are open right now. We're going to play a game of true or false. Each person, one of two, you'll get your own set of true or false questions. Your job is to answer the most correctly than your opponent. If you defeat your opponent, you will get yourself a prize, maybe a consolation prize for the second place person.
Is it a consolation prize or a parting gift?
Maybe a parting gift might be a better way to do it. 277-9600. You'll each have five questions. You tell me true or false. If we finish the rounds and there is a tie, I will have tiebreakers for each of you. If you are the winner, we have as a prize, we have a Stan and Haney barbecue saw. We have $40 towards a round of golf at Eagle Ridge Golf Club. We have the K-Rock rain ponchos. We have autographed Stan and Haney T-shirts. We have biker goggles, clear night vision biker goggles. Well, they're not night vision. They're clear. They're not a sunglass. Goggles provided by BC Wholesale in Cape Coral. So, and you're each going to get your questions. I will give the first person that we get online their choice. The second person we get online will take the other category. You got a little music for me, Haney, as we play Stan's True or False. There we go. And Rob, you got me a bell and a buzzer handy. Yes, indeed. Let's go to our first contestant. See if they're willing to play. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Todd.
Todd, you want to play?
Yes, please.
All right, Todd, hold on here as we get another player. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robin.
Hi, Robin. Say hi to Todd. He's your opponent.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
All right.
I'm doing great.
Okay, and then we can exchange numbers later on if you'd like.
Don't tell my wife.
No, sorry, Todd. Todd, being that you got on the line first, you will have your choice. And then what's your name, ma'am? Robin?
Yes.
Okay, Todd and Robin. All right, Todd, your choice. Today is April the 27th. It's going to have to do with everything with the number 27. Or you can take Dr. Seuss book titles, real or fake. Which one do you want, Todd?
I'll take the Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, real or fake. And Robin, you'll have the number 27.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Robin. I get you. You got that. You got 27. We'll start with Todd first to see if he can answer his questions correctly. Again, if both of you score a tie, I will have tiebreakers for each of you. All right, Todd, here we go. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You tell me if this is an actual Dr. Seuss book. Haney, bring the music down just a touch. How the Grinch stole $100,000. How the Grinch stole $100,000. Is that a true Dr. Seuss title, or is it completely fake? True or false?
I believe that is a fake title.
You believe it would be what?
Fake title.
Okay. Did anybody hear what he said? You said it's true?
He said it's fake.
No, not a true title. False.
False. All right. You said false. I'm not going to tell everybody's score until it's time. All right, Robin. This has to do with 27, today's date, the 27th. Robin, an official NBA basketball court is 27 feet wide. true or false?
False.
Robin says false. Okay. Todd. The Cat in the Hat comes back. The cat in the hat comes back. Is that
what?
The Cat in the Hat comes back. Is that a real title or a fake one? Is that real?
No, that is not a real title. That's a fake title.
Okay, you say it's fake.
Hey, Todd, you might want to stick with saying true or false.
Yeah, but I got what you meant. You said,
all right, I'll stick with that.
But it nearly cost him the first one.
Right. You said that the Cat in the Hat comes back is a fake title.
False.
Or true. Okay. Okay, Todd, you're making the game much more. Robin is very easy with this one. The Cat in the Hat comes back. True, a title. False, not a title.
False, not a title.
Okay. Robin.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're on the air with us.
Me too.
Robin. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, and Kurt Cobain were all 27 when they died. True or false?
False.
False. Robin says false. All right, Todd. Let's true or false works really good with us here. Real Dr. Seuss title, yes, true, or false? If I ran the zoo.
True.
Okay, you say true. Robin.
Okay.
The Spanish alphabet has 27 letters, not 26. The Spanish alphabet has 27 letters, not 26. Is that true?
I have no idea, but I'm going to say true. Why not?
All right, you say true on that one. Todd, you ready?
Yes, sir.
True or false? Book title? Horton hears voices in his head. True or false?
False.
Say false. Okay.
Let's lighten up the scoreboard today.
Yeah. Robin. Saturn has 27 moons.
False.
Robin says false on that. All right, Todd, this is your last Dr. Seuss book title. All right? And then we'll review. Marvin K. Mooney, will you please go now? Marvin K. Mooney, will you please go now?
True.
You say that's true. All right.
You know what? If it's not, it ought to be.
You're darn right. Okay, last one for you, Robin, and then we'll go over each answer and see where we are points-wise. Robin, there are 27 bones in the human hand.
True.
Robin says it is true. All right. Let's go with you, Todd. Let's go and review your questions and answers. I asked you question number one, was this a real title or not? You said how the Grinch stole one. I said how the Grinch stole $100,000. You said that was not a Dr. Seuss title, and you were correct on that. We got one right. Thank you, Rob. Number two, we're going to go total up Todd's here. Todd, question number two, the Cat in the Hat comes back. You said that was not a Dr. Seuss title. It sure was. It was the sequel. So that's one wrong. Todd, I gave you the title, If I Ran the Zoo. You said, yes, that's a Dr. Seuss title. And you are absolutely correct. It's true. It is a Dr. Seuss title. I gave you the next one. Horton hears voices in his head. I asked, is that a real or fake title? You said that was a false title. That is true. That is a false title. You got that one right. Thank you, Rob. Number five, Marvin K. Mooney, will you please go now? You said, yeah, that's a real title. And Haney said, if it wasn't, it ought to be. It is a real title. Yes, it is.
You go now.
You got 4 out of 5. So 4 right, 1 wrong, Todd. Very good.
That's almost 80%. Awesome.
That's very good. Now let's see how Robin did. Did you beat Robin or not? Robin, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Robin. Your first question, true or false, an official NBA basketball court is 27 feet wide. You said that's false. It is false. You got that one correct.
Hey, I got it right. Do it right.
The second question I asked you, and this is all about 27. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, and Kurt Cobain were all 27 when they died. You said that's false, but it's true. You got one wrong there. They are all members of the 27 Club. Number three, I asked you, the Spanish alphabet has 27 letters, not 26. You weren't too sure on this one, but you said, ah, what the hell? Sure, it's true. You are absolutely correct. It does have 27 letters in its alphabet. Boy, we got a good game going here.
What do they have, like an extra Y or something?
I'll get into that. That could be a bonus. That could be a bonus if we need it. A tiebreaker. Number four.
I was hoping you'd let me have the tiebreaker.
I have a few of them.
I got one that I think would be pretty
good. Oh, do you want to ask the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right, do you have one for each of them?
No, wouldn't it be where they had to answer the same one?
Well, then how do we determine if they both know it?
I don't know. I was just going to ask, is Kim Jong-un dead, true or false?
True. Robin, you asked, or I asked, Saturn has 27 moons. You said that's got to be false. You were correct.
It's got a bunch, though.
Yeah. Oh, it does. That could be a tiebreaker. And the last one I asked you, there are 27 bones in the human hand. You said that's true. And you were absolutely correct. It was true. You, too, scored 4 right and 1 wrong. That means we go to a tie break. Each of you will asked. All right. All right there, Todd. You've been a very difficult.
I was worried about the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Are you rooting against Todd?
I am not rooting against Todd. He has just been difficult, and Robin has been an absolute dream.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. You are so delightful. All right, Todd.
It doesn't look good for you, Todd.
It reminds me of my cousin Vinny.
All right, now, tiebreaker for you, Todd. Get it right, we'll give you a point. Get it wrong, you stay where you're at, and Robin will have a chance to get one right in her category, all right?
Yes, sir.
We already know that How the Grinch Stole $100,000 was not a title. Of course, the book everybody knows, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Was there actually a sequel to the Dr. Seuss book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Did Dr. Seuss write a sequel to that? Yes or no?
No.
You are correct. He only wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas. All right, you've got to get your tie break right, Robin, or Todd's going to win.
Ah!
Let's see.
Be kind.
You know, I'm surprised he didn't write a sequel. So many unanswered questions with the Grinch.
Yep, after he made his way down into Whoville and sliced the roast beast and all of that stuff.
But do we really want to know?
I don't know. Maybe I do want to know.
how the Grinch effed Easter?
Yep. Don't count your chickens yet, Todd, because if Robin gets her tiebreaker right,
she wins.
No, you're going to get another one, and it ain't going to be easy, although I'd like to say she wins. Really pushing it. All right. Listen carefully, Robin. This could be the lose or remain tied. You already know that there are 27 bones in the human hand. How many of, and I'm going to give you multiple choice, how many of those are in your fingers? How many of those are in your fingers? 8, 5, or 14?
14.
You are absolutely correct. And you get your tiebreak. We'll go another round of tiebreaks. Da, 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 da. Todd?
Yes, sir.
The Cat in the Hat came out in 19... Hold on. The Cat in the Hat came out in 1957. We already know that the Cat in the Hat Comes Back was, in fact, a Dr. Seuss book. Did it come out 1, 2, or 3 years after The Cat in the Hat?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I'll go 3.
That is incorrect. It came out 1 year later in 1958. Robin, it's all you now. It's all you.
Oh, okay.
Go get him, Robin.
He's very, very, very kind.
Well, now, here, I don't know if I'm going to do that one yet. I want to find one that can actually be, that you can actually win. No, that you'll have a shot at it. Let's see.
Told you.
No. We already know that a basketball court is not 27 feet wide. How wide is a basketball court? 36 or 50 feet wide? 36 or 50 feet wide?
I'm going to go with 36.
That is incorrect. It is 50 feet wide.
And where does that leave us, Stan?
Tied. Let's see if I got another tiebreaker here. Todd, we already know.
Yes,
we already know. Dr. Seuss wrote, you got it correctly, If I Ran the Zoo. That was an actual book. Here's another title. Tell me if it's an actual book. If I Ran the Circus.
Well, not a title.
It is a title. It came out in 1956. Robin.
Stay away from the sports if you want me to win.
Robin, here we go. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a caveat to it. The Spanish alphabet has 27 letters, not 26. You were correct. Part of the reason why there's an extra letter is because one of them has the little tilde above it, the little swirl thing above it there. You know what I'm talking about?
The swirly. Yeah.
The tilde. What letter has the tilde in front on top of it? That's the extra. That's the extra letter.
E.
That is incorrect.
Oh, come on.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're both going to get a prize, all right? You're both going to get a prize. for crying out loud.
If this was a fight, we'd be going on. How can the human body sustain such punishment?
Such punishment. Robin, I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
Thank you. And Todd, I'm putting
Todd,
you on
you
hold.
You hung in there.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Hold on. Rob will give you a choice of something to pick. Hold on. Oh.
Is it I?
It's N. Like in Senorita. It's the right. N with the little swirly on it. All right.
Okay.
Stay by your radio. And I mean this because somebody in just seconds is going to get a chance at $500. The safe word is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You still have about 5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. If you didn't hear me say it at the top of the hour. Still about 5 more minutes. The 4 o'clock safe word is GIFT, G-I-F-T, GIFT. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word GIFT to 45911. You got about 4.5 minutes to do it. Don't text me here in the studio. It's not going to do you any good. All right?
Or personally, no texts on your phone.
No. No personal texts. No texting on the Absolute Law text line. It's not going to help you. Text the
Would
safe
it bother you what? If you never heard that word again?
What word? Gift?
Yes.
It happens with every safe word we give out. There's always somebody that goes, oh, let me text it in. I've got the K-Rock text line. Doesn't do you any good. You got to text it to 45911.
Boy, you have set the bar so high for our audience.
This isn't rocket science.
You just expect them to get it.
Yes. Yes, I expect them to get it.
All right.
You know, I knew. I'm, you know, just an average schlub. I knew not to drink a disinfectant or shoot it into my arms. I knew that that's not what
about,
I'm supposed to do.
What about a powerful light?
I knew that, too. You know, those are things that, you know what, I know not to do.
You know, the sun is remarkable.
It sure is.
Did you know that when you look at the sun, which you can do, by the way, you just look right at it.
You're not supposed to look right at the sun.
Well, some people say that. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
But you know darn well.
That's a nuclear reaction you're seeing up there, folks.
Yep. Now, I'm not a physicist.
No, I never claimed to be a physicist.
Never have.
But what I do know is that's a nuclear reactor sitting above us, and it kills the virus.
Yeah, and I know disinfectants don't need to be shot into you.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant.
Yeah, I'm not
right
a doctor.
Right, General Flynn?
Yes. Yes, it is for him. Again, so you got a couple of minutes. GIFT, text it to 45911. Enter it at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app. If you're the winner, they'll call you. And just by entering on the website or mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. GIFT. GIFT. All right? Jeez. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just one thing on the board. It should by now be cleared out of there. Maybe not, depending on if the wrecker's there. Disabled vehicle, North Fort Myers, Bayshore Road, and Slater Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Sorry, Haney, I'm having a little bit of a hiccup. Coming up.
You know there's no one more sympathetic than me. The hiccups are brutal.
Yep. I'm pretty good at stopping them. I haven't had a long-running set of hiccups in years. I'm lucky in that, Kent.
Yep. Well, one of my favorite guests ever was Hiccup Man.
Yep. That guy was hiccuping for, what, 40 years?
Yes. And he just learned to live with it.
Yep. Sorry. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect in less than an hour? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you. He'll tell you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you you did not know. We have lost one of the greats. Harold Reed of the Statler Brothers has passed away. Kim Jong-un, dead, alive, or somewhere in between?
What do you think? What do you think, Haney?
I don't have any idea. I've seen so much conflicting things.
Yep. Either he's dead, he's in a vegetative state, or he's going about his business.
Well, with everything that's happened and all of the varying amounts of and quality of information, it seems like something had to have happened.
Right.
You know, human beings have done some remarkable things. We've put a man on the moon, and in doing that, we use less computing power than what is in your cell phone.
Yep.
Can you imagine the things we'll do as technology increases? Well, we have one example. Someone trained a highly advanced artificial intelligence program to draw pictures of male genitalia.
Yeah, you gotta stoop to that level.
You know, and finally,
we got so much knowledge. We put a man on the moon with calculator brains, and we can't do anything.
Well, they can teach an AI to draw pictures of
penises.
And finally, this is truly amazing. Right here in Florida, so many people would love to have a job and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
One man, a 36-year-old construction worker, didn't feel like working. So in the middle of a pandemic, he decided to call in a bomb threat to get out of work. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, laughter is a very important thing.
Some people say it's the best medicine.
That's what they say. That or sunlight or injecting a detergent and disinfectant in your blood.
But we're not doctors.
Nope. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You know, we have to learn new etiquette with this social distancing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And we are here to help with today's list of the
top
things you should not do in a grocery store.
Oh, things you should not do in a grocery store.
Squeeze the last roll of Charmin while moaning in ecstasy. Squeeze melons while making direct eye contact with strangers.
Sure.
Stand in the empty toilet paper aisle and sing Michael Bolton's How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
Ha ha ha!
He hit.
Annoy the hell out of the butcher by asking him if he enjoys touching his meat all day.
I got a place for your wife to get meat.
And then follow up by asking if he's in pain because he has tenderloin. Buy certified organic produce and then do your victory dance screaming, I'm better than everyone. These days, it's frowned upon when you steer your shopping cart with your tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go.
Fashion a mask out of a 12-inch tortilla you grabbed off the shelf.
It can be done. It can be done.
Make a toilet paper beard and declare yourself Lord of Essential Employees. Loiter in the freezer section, massaging your nipples.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Go to the pet aisle and ask for Tiger Chow. Glue cotton balls to your face and fake a limp so you can shop during those sweet senior hours.
This poor boy is ill.
Sure he is.
And finally, the very top thing you should not do in a grocery store.
Yes.
Bring your emotional support dwarf. It disturbs people. And that, my friends, is E for
Elvis has left the building.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right. This is from Jeffrey. Ahoy, hot damn, Haney. Looks like our Dolphins are doing a decent job in the draft. We haven't had that feeling in a while. I like the QB selection of Tua, but I feel his injury shouldn't affect him. I just hope he isn't a bust. The Dolphins haven't had a franchise quarterback since Dan Marino. I mean, the passing on Drew Brees was incredibly stupid. Fins up. And Stan, you sound like a Jets fan. I'm not. I laughed my ass off. You already like the Yankees. There is always room to join me and Haney on the Dolphin wagon. If you aren't, I'm just picking on you, brother. God bless and stay safe, y'all.
Oh, if the Dolphins win, Stan will be a fan.
No, I follow the Dolphins. I have to follow the Dolphins. I spend most hours with you. We're a Dolphins affiliate, and I follow what the Dolphins do. My heart is always with the New York Football Giants. But if I had to pick a second team, yeah, I like to root for the Dolphins.
You know, I do have to say they got Tua, and that was huge, but I like what they did with the rest of the picks, because they've never taken the line seriously, the offensive line. I love what they did.
This is from our pal, Carlos. Ahoy, gentlemen. This is your pal, Carlos, from Miami. Guys, you don't know how happy you made me the other day when you read my email. I first heard your show while working on the road as a home health nurse. I was flipping through the dial and heard Stan going off on someone and made me crack up. Then heard Haney and his humor, and you guys hooked me. I had never and still have never heard a duo like the two of you. And you really make a connection with your fans. I haven't met you yet, but I do honestly feel like you're friends of mine. Don't stop ever because we need you. Your pal, Carlos, love the show. And, oh, I now love the Rob Show, too. Thanks. Signed, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos. This is from Adam. He wanted to answer our question of the week from last Thursday. First time you listened to us. Hey, guys. You changed my radio listening life. Talk radio always bored me, and I'd always quickly twist the dial. I always listened to K-Rock, but as technology progressed, I began streaming music, and I never looked back until I bought an older vehicle that didn't have Bluetooth. I tuned into K-Rock, and rather than music, I heard you guys. I gave it a few minutes, and I laughed out loud so many times that I was tearing up. Since that moment, 5 years ago, I haven't had to change the radio dial since. Stan and Haney, I listen 5 days a week on my way home from work, and if I can't for whatever reason, I honestly feel like I'm missing something in my day. You guys are the greatest. Thanks for all you do. Signed, Adam, who lives in Naples, Haney.
That's awesome.
That is great to hear.
Think about the money that he saved from, you know, not having to redo all the car stereos.
Oh, that's right. Trust me, I know that. You'll save hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of, and each day it pays for itself, because this is free.
And it's easy. All you have to do is hit on,
yeah,
and then it should already be set.
Yeah. When we come back.
You know what? We need to get back to work and do what we used to do.
What's that?
Walk through all the Walmarts and Targets and tune the radio to 96.1.
Remember, I used to do that.
Yeah, we used to make a day of it.
Yeah, I don't know that they have that anymore. Do they have those where you have the whole thing and the radios are on?
Do they sell radios?
I don't know. I don't even know. Look at Rob's over there shaking his shoulders. He had to think about it for a second and had no idea. I don't know. Least of all, when we would go and do that, Haney, that's when you still had those component receivers up there. And they would have them hooked up to various different speakers so you could go and hear the sound. But they don't have that stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's back when we thought we were going to get fired, so we'd finish the show, go out, slam beers, and drive around, turn it on radios and stores.
Rock on. The Wayback Machine is when we come back. We're going to take a look at the bottom of the top 10 for this very week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon, about a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. In just moments, we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it this very day in a particular year. We'll tell you that year.
And you're going to see where, although this was a long time ago, it ties into very recent history.
Oh, it sure does. I also want to let you know, I'm going to tell you, we're going to check traffic here, but I want to tell you about something that you may not know about on the K-Rock website, especially if you're sheltering and safe distancing that you might interested in.
It's not malicious code, is it?
No, I don't think so. Looking at the board right now, thank goodness, nothing being reported on Southwest Florida roadways. We will have another check of traffic in about 30 minutes. Now, here, and I think you know about this, Haney. There's a whole section at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app designed for just gamers. It's called Checkpoint XP. And it features games, news, podcasts, plus the Checkpoint XP Video Game Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, they just copy me.
If you want more information, Go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock app and check out Checkpoint XP. All that info for you gamers out there.
Yeah, they wanted me to get involved in that, and I said, hey, get good, noob.
They have professional... Never mind. we do this every Monday. We take a look.
It's not my fault I'm 54 and have no reflexes.
Let me find out what was on the Billboard charts.
Those 12-year-olds, they'll tear you up,
You're
man.
You're darn right. Let's find out where we're going today.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1974.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Bobby Womack.
I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love. I'm gonna find. I've got to find some love. I've got to find a love. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love. Every day I'm looking for love. Looking for love. I'm looking here and there.
That's
the
stand
and
Haney difference. You're damn right.
Someone to do a lot of housework.
Yeah. A lot of housework.
That's what I'm talking about. Get up before me. She'd do her hair. She'd do her makeup. Then she'd bring me my food in bed.
Do some housework.
I'm gonna keep on looking.
Keep on looking, brother.
I'm looking for love.
You're looking a while.
Got to keep on looking.
Keep looking. That's Bobby Womack, number 10, this very day in 1974.
Boy, music was so much better.
Take a listen to this one. The great Jim Croce. Number 9. Number 9.
Bring me that food in bed. Number, and do a little housework.
Number 9. What the? What the? There we go.
That was very sloppily transferred to digital.
Yes, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. What I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say
that's the stand and Haney difference.
like you, but there's something that I just gotta say. No, you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Great. Jim Croce, number 9. Dancing, coming in at number 8, Jackson 5.
All right, 96.1. We got all the funk, baby. That's the Stan and Haney funk difference. Feel like a dancing machine.
She's moving. Dancing into the music now. Yeah.
Rhythmatic acrobatic. She's a dynamite attraction. At the top of a coin, she goes live. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. She's super bad now. She's here to really blow your mind.
Oh, it's brassy.
I was like, oh, hell's breaking loose. Is that a bong?
I hear the gurgle.
She's a dancing machine.
Oh, baby, do it, baby.
Dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
That's a bubbler.
Wash that down with some Jesus juice. You're in business.
Yes, sir. That's the Jackson 5 dancing machine at number 8. Coming in at number 7, Red Bull.
Amazing. The kids know this one. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Different.
Not sure what that was. Yeah. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love. 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 Stan, we know whoever did the music for Guardians of the Galaxy really enjoyed this year.
Yeah, they did. Because that's Redbone right there, Come and Get Your Love. And the last of our songs that we're going to chart. Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga, love this song, ooga, Blue Suede.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. On my mind, girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone.
Ooga, 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 cha cha, ooga, 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 cha cha, ooga, cha cha.
The number six song in the land, by the way, the number one song this very day in 1974, TSOP by MFSB. That's the soul, that's actually the Soul Train theme right there. There were a lot of good stuff on the charts. Ringo Starr was in the top five. Grand Funk.
Now,
Elton John.
MFSB, that stands for what I think it does, right?
What? What?
M-effing sarcastic bitch? Is that it?
I think it does stand for that. And then what does T-S-O-P stand for? All right. There you go. That was the number one song on the line for this very day, April 27th, 1974.
This S overpowered, I think it had something to do with...
It's the Soul Train song.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
you don't say it like that.
What? Oh, the...
You say...
Soul Train.
And we can dig it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Focus. Focus.
Yes, Jim. What is it?
Well, Mr. Evans, Miss Black wanted me to bring this to you.
Won't you sit down, Jim? I understand you have an unusual pill, Jim.
Yes, sir. That is, it's nothing special.
But you're rather proud of it.
Yes, sir.
May I see it? Personally, I think that something like this is better for...
Well, what else do you want me to do, Mr. Edmonds?
Perhaps you can help me with the problem. Yes, I've got quite a serious problem. There are a great many young people in the school, Jim. But in one important way, they're all alike. They're all growing up.
Is that the problem, Mr. Edmonds?
Yes, growing up is a problem. But now this... If you were a first grader, I'd just... But wouldn't I?
Oh, but Mr. Edmonds, I'm not... Not a first grader.
Oh, you're not.
Maybe it's true. Remember what Bill did yesterday. He was sitting right there. I guess he thought no one was looking. Then there was Phyllis the other day. She seemed to be worrying about something. You'd have thought it was something terrible that had happened.
Come back for your when you feel you're ready for it.
What?
Yes, sir.
Be right, Jim.
Why, I'm going to Mr. Edmonds again. After school tomorrow. Yeah, that's it.
I've given it a lot of thought, and, well, I'm not the only one, Mr. Edmonds. Everyone seems to act like this sometimes, but I don't understand just why.
Well, it's partly because of the way we grow up. Your body's growing up now, Jim. You're growing much taller these years. But it may be some years more before your shoulders really broaden out and you become fully grown. Different parts of our grow at different rates.
So one side of a fellow's could be grown and another still infantile. Is that right?
Yes. For example, you've seen the girl who always has to... Most of the time, she behaves like a young lady. But let someone... Well, she might just as well be 5 years old.
This damn junk projector! Right at the good spot. Lights, lights, turn the lights back on.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Whenever it gets to the good spots...
I can splice it. I'm good at it.
It's been spliced about 30 times. Stan and Haney, did you at any part time in your life have a movie film splicer?
I didn't personally, but I was in charge of the films, yeah.
Yeah, and then they'd have the little machine there, and you'd get it in there and put the splicing tape down on it, make sure the grooves all matched up, and yeah, the film was as good as new, not...
Well, see, I always loved film day because that was the one time they'd turn out the lights, and I like it dark, as you know.
Yeah.
And the nice thing was the film day would rotate, so every day was film day for me because I got to take the projector to the different classrooms.
That's right. You know, that's something that kids today... will never enjoy when you would walk into a classroom and that big 16-millimeter movie camera would be set up in the classroom with a big reel on it. And you know, oh, there goes the class. No worries here.
And then I'd look at the teacher. You want me to run it backwards?
Oh, there was always the kids that would like to have it run backwards. It was always a little treat.
And we just laugh our heads off.
Yeah.
And then when it got stuck, it would burn, the bulb would burn right into the film. Then you'd need to splice it again. Yeah.
And you got to see it burn on screen, which was fun.
It was great. Do you, I might do this. I might do this. I don't know that I'm going to. I saw there was a YouTube video up, and it was talking about, can you today, in 2020, still shoot Super 8 movies? And a guy went and bought on eBay a tested old Super 8 camera, bought it for maybe about $15-$20. I believe, according to this guy, they still make Super 8 film. I don't know if it's old stock or they still make it. And he bought like two cartridges of Super 8 film, each running about 2.5 minutes. And it just popped right into the camera. You closed it down. You made sure that it ran because you had to have fresh batteries in it. He shot in 2020 Super 8 movies, got the two cartridges done, sent it off to one of those video transfer places to be developed and put on like a memory stick. And he ran the movie that he took in 2020. And it looks just like it was something that was taken out of like the 1960s. The color, the grain in all the film, and it's all digitized so he can just keep it in his computer.
Well, he can keep it because I tried to work in that medium and it was so expensive and difficult to do. If I had today's technology when I was a kid, who knows?
Yeah. They used to, back in like third grade, have projects where you'd get the camera and they'd go and tell you to shoot like a movie and they'd put it to music.
Yeah, I made a movie.
Up. Yeah.
I made a movie when I think I was in eighth grade, and it was a lot more work than I thought it would be.
A lot of work. Now you just use your camera or you use your phone. Let's get you updated on traffic, then we'll take care of Mark Haney in the news. Reminder for you, 6 o'clock, Rob's show will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $500. That's the next opportunity for you. Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, one thing on the board right now. It is in Fort Myers. It is a crash, Gladiolus Drive and Winkler Road. Other than that, all clear. We'll have another traffic update, one more for you, in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 27th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
It has been quite some time since Pink Floyd released The Dark Side of the Moon.
I want to say 1973.
It is one of the greatest selling albums of all time.
Yep.
It also happens to be the album that has spent the most weeks on the Billboard Top 200 chart. Now, you might think, okay, top 200, that's being generous. Not really. When you consider Dark Side of the Moon has spent 949 weeks in the top 200 albums.
That is amazing.
949 weeks is more than 18 years of consistently selling records.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I know that whenever I hear that, because I was well aware that Dark Side of the Moon was charted on the top 200 for a long time, but you and I were talking about it as an amazing thing 10, 15 years ago.
Yep.
It's just stayed there.
Here is an example of political correctness run amok. You know, our flag is near and dear to us.
Sure is.
We look at that flag and all that it represents and take pride. More difficult to do when you live in the country, the made-up country, of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Because aren't they're two countries in one, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Their flag is blue with a yellow triangle and white stars.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Now, of course, the color blue, the yellow triangle, and white stars are representative of certain things in their culture and history, right?
That's what flags normally are.
Well, in this case, it's all intentionally random. The ethnic groups in the country could not agree on a compromise, so they ended up with a flag that has meaningless colors and symbols picked by somebody else.
Well, they deserve that then. That's
more
than
they deserve. Yep. They caused a lot of problems.
They sure did. Oh, by the way, I looked up MFSB and TSOP.
Yeah, well, the Sounds of Philadelphia.
Right, the TSOP is the sound of Philadelphia. The MFSB, the name of the band was Mother, Father, Sister, Brother.
That's what they tell you it means.
That's the official Mother, Father, Sister, Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to let people know I didn't leave that hanging there. We looked at it, and the song, which was the Soul Train song, Sound of Philadelphia.
I like my idea better.
I tend to think that during the day, there were a lot of people that created their own little things for what those initials meant.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you throw initials out there and you don't explain, you've left it to me, and that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Stan, if you had your choice, would you prefer to drown in cold water or warm water?
You mean for comfort and relaxation or what?
Just
or
you've just quick. Been you've just been given a choice. Look, Stan, you're gonna drown. The least we can do is let you choose whether it'll be cold or warm. Which would you prefer?
Warm.
Drowning in cold water gives you a much better chance of survival than warm water.
Mm.
The cold water has been shown to slow the heartbeat and could give you up to an hour to be resuscitated.
But also cools the brain, too, and helps it to be revived. You're right.
Yep. In warm water, you're all done in 6 minutes or less, guaranteed.
Well, see, it depends. You want to go quick. That 6 minutes, drown in warm water, and that's all she wrote.
And you know what? When you're drowning, that's a real concern.
Yeah. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to think about that. Although, you know, cold water, they've pulled kids out of ponds and stuff and thought, no way, they're not going to survive. And that cold water has saved their lives.
Yeah, and I don't think it makes a difference because at a certain point, you won't be aware one way or the other.
Correct.
You'll only know if you made it or not.
Yeah, if you come out of it. It's true.
If you come out of it and you smell smoke, I'm sorry.
Yep.
It has made headlines around the world, yet no one seems to know what to report. I'm talking about our old friend, Kim Jong-un.
Everywhere. There's everywhere. Dead, vegetative, going about his daily life. Nobody knows.
The North Korean leader has not been seen in public since April 11th, leading to speculation about his health. There have been reports, most of them immediately taken down after being told, don't do that, that he's either dead or in some sort of coma following heart surgery. One South Korean newspaper reported that the heart surgery was required due to, quote, excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork.
Yeah, well,
what more can the man do? What more can the man do?
I agree with the other two. He ain't overworked.
Well, you notice the order they put them in, and correct. They're just trying to. They're right next door. They got to keep the peace. I've often thought about that. That Kim Jong Un, man, he really busts his ass.
Yeah, you know, I see.
You can see it on him.
Yeah, he had a because he's got real like delicate feet. He's got like lady feet,
and they're fat.
Yeah, and
he's got fat hands and fat feet.
Yeah, well, nubby. He's just a walking body of grease.
But you know what?
What?
He's got a very well put together wife.
Yeah, and what about his sister? What do we know about his sister? Because she'd be the one that takes over. What do we know about her, Haney?
Oh, I thought you were going to say she's probably the one that did him in.
Maybe. It could be. You don't know about this guy. He went in with no experience to begin with when the dear leader died.
Well, you know what his dream was?
To be a train conductor?
Yes, but once he took on the responsibility, he decided that he wanted him and his wife to be the John and Jackie Kennedy of North Korea.
Sure, I bet they did.
And he explained this to her before he married her and had her do training and her wardrobe and everything put together for her. And then, you know what,
the instructions.
Yeah, the instructions were, you look pretty.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you and I talked about it earlier. Did you see it, Haney, of my niece on Facebook?
Yes, I did, and she is absolutely adorable.
She is just Thursday. I gave a shout out to her and her mom and her dad, and she's 3 years old and heard for the first time. It was amazing that there's her name in town and her parents coming over the radio at
and
3 years
watching
old.
watching her put that all together was priceless.
Go check it out. It's on our Facebook page, the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
Because first you name the town. First you name the town, and she goes, "Hey, that's where I live."
Yeah.
And then you start saying the names, and boy, that really blew her mind.
Yeah. Go check it out. It's on our Facebook. It already has like 1,300 views on it. So go check it out. She is adorable, and she's only three.
If that doesn't make you smile.
I know.
I don't know what to do. But back to Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Yesterday, South Korean officials, meaning the government, said he is alive and well and staying at his luxury compound in Wonsan. Now, I can confirm through my sources, my satellite imagery, Stan,
shows
that the Kim family train is at the private depot in Wonsan. on the coast of North Korea there, where they like to party.
But you don't know. You don't know if he's was on that train.
Well, as far as all of the indicators, somebody, if he's not okay, someone is making an effort to make it seem like he is. And also today, the government of North Korea sent a diplomatic letter to South Africa, supposedly signed by Kim Jong-un.
Sure.
So we shall see.
How many years have I been signing your name?
I don't know.
A
have
lot.
You signed my name?
Many times.
I wouldn't admit that if I were you.
Well, they can't tell the difference.
Some sad news. Harold Reed of the Statler Brothers died on Friday. No, nothing to do with coronavirus. But, boy, the Statler Brothers,
whoa, the
they
greats.
Were something else in their day. Didn't they? They had their own TV show for a while.
I believe they did have their own TV show. They,
yeah, because they were with Johnny Cash, and then they spun them off with their own show.
Nice, let me see.
Post on the group's website said that he'd endured a long battle with kidney failure. 80 years old, Harold was the bass singer in the group, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. The Statler Brothers formed in the 50s, and originally they were strictly gospel. That changed in 1964 when they began singing backup for the great Johnny Cash. The Statler Brothers song, We Got Paid by Cash, was written as a tribute to Johnny for discovering and mentoring them. And for the younger folks out there, despite the name, no, they're not brothers, and none of them are named Statler.
Correct. They had
However, they had their
TV show in 91, by the way.
Yep. Having said that, only two of them are actual brothers, Harold and Don Reed, who was the lead singer. How did they get the name?
How'd they get the name? The Statler Brothers.
They named themselves after a brand of tissues they noticed in a hotel room, and they once joked they could have been named the Kleenex Brothers just as easily. The Statler Brothers.
Yeah.
In a moment.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks. With the chance for you to hit the money shot from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and win $500. Listen for the K-Rock safe word every other hour starting at 8 a.m. You then have until 15 after the hour to enter at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the safe word to 45911. Plus, all web and app entries qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yes, I'm so excited!
That is so awesome!
This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Listen 7 times every weekday for the safe word and be one of our company-wide money shot winners.
Best station in the world. Thank you. I love you guys.
Check out all the money shot information at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Thank you.
You were about to panic, weren't you?
No, I was not. I thought maybe you were lighting a smoke. Maybe you had to go refill your iced tea and we're in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, that's plausible.
It most certainly is. It's the only two
and
times
you're just
gonna
waiting
get up.
For it.
You're just waiting for it. Because it's going to happen.
Sorry about that, folks. Bill? China has made huge leaps in the field of artificial intelligence over the past few years. And in America, it's regressed into middle school level humor.
Yep.
Someone trained an AI program so it can take any simple shape you draw and turn it into a crude pencil sketch of male genitalia. The gentleman who did it began with a neural network created by Google called SketchRNN that can recognize doodles. Then he fed it thousands of sketches of male junk so it could learn what to draw. He launched a website where anyone can give it a try. The name of the site is a bit too crude for radio, but if you're that interested, you'll find it on your own.
Yep, yep.
Now, we do have some tips. It works best if you begin with the undercarriage and let the AI take care of the more business end of the drawing. The sketches suck and sometimes completely misses the mark, but it might keep your inner 12-year-old entertained for hours on end.
Paul, I want to see if Rob can pull up some of the pictures so I can see. Oh. Come on.
That's high-level technology, that's, Stan.
Yeah, high-level. A 3-year-old could do this.
That kind of makes me feel a little better about
it. I wouldn't want a 3-year-old doing it, though.
No, but it feels better than thinking robots are going to take over the world.
Oh, yeah.
At least not American ones.
This is something that back in elementary school, when you'd see some kid leaving a classroom and grab a piece of chalk and put it right on the blackboard.
Yep, and of course, you know, the ones that would turn it into a work of art in the stalls.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, we are living in a time.
We sure are.
A historic time where it has never, ever been easier to get out of work. You really don't have to do anything. If you must, claim you have a 1-degree fever and no questions will be asked. This evidently didn't occur to a man named Richard Hamilton. He's a 36-year-old Florida construction worker. And he didn't feel like working last Thursday.
Nah.
But instead of simply calling in and going, he felt he needed to call in a bomb threat. Now, from the way the story sounds, he was already on site doing construction at a water treatment plant near West Palm.
Oh, I see him. What's happening, brother?
And he just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
So he did the only thing he could do.
What?
Called in a quick bomb threat, and 20 people had to be evacuated. Now, Richard evidently doesn't understand that they can find who called that in.
Yeah.
Because they question him, and that's when he claimed, I lost my phone. It turns out he didn't lose his phone because he confessed after they searched his car and found the phone.
Jeez.
He's charged with making a fake bomb threat, and a judge released him on $10,000 bond.
How stupid do you have to be?
I mean, seriously, in the history of man, there has never been a time where all you had to do was go, hi, I don't feel so great. Okay, stay home for several weeks. What was that?
Oh, that was a little cough.
Are you all right?
I better stay home.
Yep. No bomb threat needed.
None.
And that's the news for today, Monday, April 27th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you. You know what? This just a wave came over me. You remember how when we came back after Christmas vacation, and we did our first show when we got back in the new year, 2020. We thought everything was going to be blue skies.
Oh, hot that damn.
Was, that this
hot damn.
2020 is going to be
hot damn.
such a better year than 2019. Haney when having to travel 20, all over the country. 2020 then, was going to be the year.
Yeah, and then the year prior to that, the year of lowered expectations.
Yep.
Really had a lot riding on this
could
year.
Could have never have dreamed of that. By the way, Rob, did you find Kreskin from earlier in the year?
I have it. I'll email it to you today.
Yeah, send it, because I'm going to go over that thing with a fine-tooth comb. Find out if he said anything about this. If anybody hinted at anything about what would happen of something like this that hasn't happened in 100 years, it would have been Kreskin.
Well, I remember one thing he said a couple of years ago.
What?
He said that the kids are going to start wearing mismatched shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through magazines and stuff, and I've seen it now.
Yep, mismatched
rappers
shoes.
Wearing, yep. Wearing the one, you know, different type of shoe on each foot.
Yeah, he called it a decade ago.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new. Made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show will be in at 6 o'clock. He'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. And we here at 96 K-Rock trying to help raise money for those who have been impacted by the coronavirus. Think about this. Ordering a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt at welovesswfl.com. And $10 from every shirt purchased gets donated to local people and organizations in need. Your donation will go towards assisting frontline workers, local restaurants, nonprofit relief organizations, local food banks. Get a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt today. You can do so at welovesswfl.com, 96krock.com, or the K-Rock mobile app. It's brought to you by Hi-Fi or High Def Printing and the Beasley Measles.
And the Beasley Measles Group.
No, I'll do it right now. Hold on. Brought to you by High Def Printing and the Beasley Media Group.
Well done.
Where I am currently an employee. Of course, I'm a professional at this, and, you know, and don't try that at home.
We got a rare treat coming up for you. It's rare that I have the time to play something this epic.
All right, let's get a quick update on traffic. All right, two things. Crash, Bonita Springs, South Tamiami Trail, and Strike Lane. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, Joel Boulevard and Bell Boulevard North. And you are up to date.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I am now going to teach you everything I have learned after 10 years of stand-up comedy. If you are on unemployment and you want to stay on unemployment, all you have to do at any point during the job interview is respond in this fashion. If they say, "Why should we hire you?" you look them right in the eyes and you say, "I'm JJ Fad and I'm here to rock." That is another 6 weeks of unemployment. Right there. I have gotten so good at it, I don't even wait for the interview to start anymore. I walk in, I shake hands, and I say, "Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Humpty." Then they look at my resume. They're like, "We see you once got busy in a Burger King bathroom." Tell us about that, Humpty.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You know, we have to learn new etiquette with this social distancing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And we are here to help with today's list of the
top
things you should not do in a grocery store.
Oh, things you should not do in a grocery store.
Squeeze the last roll of Charmin while moaning in ecstasy. Squeeze melons while making direct eye contact with strangers.
Sure.
Stand in the empty toilet paper aisle and sing Michael Bolton's "How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?" Annoy the hell out of the butcher by asking him if he enjoys touching his meat all day.
I got a place for your wife to get meat.
And then follow up by asking if he's in pain because he has tenderloin. Buy certified organic produce and then do your victory dance screaming, "I'm better than everyone." These days, it's frowned upon when you steer your shopping cart with your tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go.
Fashion a mask out of a 12-inch tortilla you grabbed off the shelf.
It can be done. It can be done.
Make a toilet paper beard and declare yourself Lord of Essential Employees. Loiter in the freezer section, massaging your nipples.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Go to the pet aisle and ask for Tiger Chow. Glue cotton balls to your face and fake a limp so you can shop during those sweet senior hours.
This poor boy is ill.
Sure he is.
And finally, the very top thing you should not do in a grocery store.
Yes.
Bring your emotional support, dwarf. It disturbs people. And that, my friends, is E for
Elvis has left the building.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.